We all aspire to unconditional love. This is Dr. Harrell Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. We all aspire to unconditional love. How can we express unconditional love? How can we be unconditional love? Unconditional love is giving love without any conditions. It's being loving because that's our nature. Unconditional love is the sharing of love because that makes us happy as well as anyone else. And I guess the first thing about unconditional love that is important for me to know is that it makes me happy. When I am unconditionally loving, it makes me happy. When I think only thoughts of joy and peace and harmony, when I think only thoughts of goodness and right action and peace and truth, then I'm happy. I am peace and truth, and I am all the good that can be. Unconditional love makes me happy. If I can always remember that unconditional love makes me happy, then nothing else really matters. Nothing else makes any difference in the world, because unconditional love makes me happy. Now, how can unconditional love make me happy? How can unconditional love make me feel good? Well, every time I do a beautiful thing, every time I do a thoughtful thing, every time I'm generous and loving, unconditionally, I am being unconditional love. For instance, I was thinking about Ingeborg. She's one of our monks here at the monastery. And every time I think of her, I think of her as being a dynamic, vital woman, a happy, joyful woman. But I also realize that pulling her chair into the table is a difficult thing. It's a very unhappy thing for her to do, because she has to pull the little rolling wheels over the carpet, and they sink down in the carpet, and they don't want to let her come in. And she either comes in and bumps the table, or she doesn't get it in. And then she drops food on her blouse. Well, what would unconditional love do to me? Unconditional love would be make the floor so that she can enjoy it. Now, how long will she be with us? Will she be with us a day, a week, a month, a year, 10 years, 20 years, however long she's with us? I would like her to have a lovely floor on which to roll her chair to the table. Well, you say, that's not a very big thing. Well, it is to her. 3 meals a day, she's pulling her chair into the table, making it a very unhappy experience, not flowing easily because the thick pile of carpet just doesn't let the wheels of her chair roll comfortably for her. Now, I must admit, it's true for all of us. All of us, our wheels just do not want to roll into the table comfortably. So we should probably put some large board underneath the table on which Ingeborg can roll her chair easily to the table. And then I think, well, now, if I'm unconditionally loving, I would want to do the same thing for everybody. And why not do the same thing for everybody? And why not just have the wood underneath the table? It doesn't have to be the whole room, but where could I put it? How could I do it? How could I choose to do it? Well, other things are more important. Other things are much more important. It's more important for me to have a better computer than it is for me to have the wheels on her chair reach the table easily. It's more important for me to buy quality food and give her the difficulty of getting that. Well, now, there's not an even or. There's not a and if there's only what do I choose to do? How do I want to express my unconditional love? How do I want to be an unconditionally loving person? Well, we'll leave this for another time and see what transpires in the meantime. Because whether we love a person or not, if we do love ourselves, we would want everything to be as nice and beautiful as we could have it be for ourselves. And if we do love everyone, then we want it to be as nice as it could be for everyone. Now, what will be the next step? How am I going to share unconditionally loving attitudes wherever I am? How will I share unconditional love under all circumstances? How will I reveal that, and how will I give that out? Well, that's a good question. What are my values in unconditional love? Is it what I do for myself or what I do for others? How I share my love, that's what the word unconditional means. And of course, it means it to ourselves too. Because many times we are not unconditionally loving to ourselves. We are hurtful to ourselves. We are saying naughty things about ourselves. We are saying, I can't do this, or I never get a chance to do that, or we feel self-righteous, or we feel sorry for ourselves. Those are unconditionally loving opportunities. Are they being done as unconditional love? Can we do it for ourselves, unconditionally loving? Have we thought of just picking a flower or two or three from along the path as we walk to the monastery for having our meals and put them at the place of each person where we sit down? Ingeborg used to do that all the time when she was more active in walking around. She would always bring flowers to the table to each person and lay it at their plate and not say a thing. Anita, she's another one of these unconditionally loving people. Always doing thoughtful things for others. How would others like it if they looked at this bench and they saw this little dwarf man standing next to the bench? How would they like to see the flowers and the trees? And she put something, a plant, from one place to another where it would be more attractive and more seen and more joyous to look at. Unconditional love is what we do so that it makes us happy and it also brings happiness to others. All of us are unconditionally loving in one way or another. All of us are unconditionally loving if we let ourselves be. But if we were to have a program for ourselves, teaching ourselves pure unconditional love at all times, we would find that being unconditionally loving is one of the most exciting adventures we could ever have in our life. I'm going to think more about being unconditionally loving because I think it makes me very happy. It makes other people happy too, but it makes me very happy. And that's what matters, isn't it? Have a lovely day and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.